This is what Motto editors want for Valentine's Day by the editors of Motto. Valentine's Day, it's a faux holiday that instills joy in some and dread in others. But from romantic dates to experimenting with your partner or simply celebrating Galentine's Day instead, you can't deny that February 14th brings at least a twinge of hope to your heart, if not for the romance and the chocolates, then at least for the presents. Paper-cut red and pink cards in second grade, a single rose from your first crush, cupcakes from your parents. The day was made for gift-giving, and more importantly, gift-receiving. So even as the editors of Motto plan to celebrate or lament the day differently, we all have items we wish someone would deliver to us. After all, who doesn't love being spoiled? Claire Howarth, Director, Motto. My husband and I don't really do Valentine's Day gifts, but if I'm being extra super honest about the fact that I wouldn't reject a token of affection for Valentine's Day, then, well, let this be a lavish hint-hint for my husband. Un Jardin sur Nil perfume by Hermes. My mom always gave us little things for Valentine's, nothing big, just candy and a small treat, and I plan to do the same for my 2-year-old daughter. This is her first aware Valentine's Day, so she's getting a paperback of Arthur's Valentine. The Arthur series was a favorite of mine growing up. Arthur's Valentine. Sade Streckel, Deputy Editor, Motto. I love unique pieces of jewelry, and I love diamonds, so these bar stud earrings from Jennifer Meyer are perfect and are a great everyday staple. Bar stud earrings, Jennifer Meyer. Ever since Alessandro Michele took over the design reins at Gucci, I've gone gaga for the brand. I've been eyeing this bag and a few Gucci shoes for quite some time now and think the red hue would be the perfect way for my husband to say, I love you. Marmont leather top handle bag, Gucci. Lucy Feldman, news editor, Motto. When I think romance, I think drapey, dark, and handsome. Long sleeve wrap, oak. I can't wait to get my hands on George Saunders' first novel, which conveniently comes out on February 14th. Yes, it's about dead people, but it's also about love. Lincoln in the Bardo. Samantha Cooney, producer, Time.com. My ideal form of self-care is a night at home wearing this face mask, which brightens and refreshes your skin, and binge-watching Law and Order. Masque Vivant, Bibliothèque, Research. While this gorgeous dress is a splurge, I know I'd get so much mileage out of it. I could wear it to the office with tights and a cardigan and then throw on my favorite leather jacket for dinner with friends. Marrakesh print crepe duchine dress, Propensa Schuller. Lena Grossman, producer, Time.com. To me, the gym is my place to escape the stress of the day. I love clearing my head by running or taking a spin class, which is why a Fitbit Charge 2 would be the ideal gift. This way, I could actually have an accurate depiction of my workout. Fitbit Charge 2. If you haven't started watching The Crown on Netflix, please stop what you're doing and tune in. You won't want to stop. I love history, especially British history, and The Crown has only made me want to fly directly to England and immerse myself into their culture. A trip to London. Megan Lasher, editorial assistant, Time. Even though I'm an avid reader, I've delayed getting a Kindle for a while because I love physical books, but with titles like A Little Life and Homegoing on my to-read list, I'm definitely ready to slim down my bag and compile big books into a tiny, cheap e-reader. Fire Tablet, 7-inch. I become a big fan of anything that lets me disconnect for a bit, and board games are the perfect way to spend quality time with friends without electronics. Settlers of Catan is one of my favorites. Settlers of Catan.